This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Astronomers use telescopes to look at distant stars, but how big a telescope do you think you would need to be able to see the closest star to us here on Earth? Okay, it's a trick question. The answer is none. Our own sun is the closest star to us, and while it's about 93 million miles away, astronomically speaking, that's right next door. Our sun contains over 99.8% of all the matter in the solar system, and of that 0.2% that's left, Jupiter makes up 90% of that. So the Earth is really a tiny speck relative to the sun. The Earth is about 8,000 miles across, but the sun is over 100 times bigger at 865,000 miles in diameter. You could put over 1.3 million Earths inside the sun. At the sun's core, at a temperature of millions of degrees, hydrogen is fused into helium, releasing massive amounts of energy. In 1 second, the sun produces more energy than we need for every need on Earth for over a million years. With special filters on our telescope, we can look directly at the sun and see its roiling surface, as well as giant flares of plasma and gas as they explode off into space. Our sun is middle-aged. It formed over 4.5 billion years ago out of the dust and gas left over when earlier stars exploded at the end of their lives. The sun will shine on for another 5 billion years or so when it begins to expand as it runs out of hydrogen and helium and starts fusing other elements. Oh, and by the way, we're all doomed. While the sun will eventually grow big enough that it engulfs the Earth, we only have a billion, maybe 2 billion years tops before increased radiation from the sun fries all life on Earth. So maybe go ahead and have that extra dessert. In a few billion years, it won't matter. If you'd like to take a closer look at the sun or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado. Bop, bop.